Proclamation number 3391, dated the January 3rd, 1945. Incarnated beings of light. Mission of spiritual leaders. Anyone who unites with God cannot eternally separate himself from him. And thus a being of light having incarnated on earth for the purpose of a mission cannot abandon him and fall victim to the forces of darkness, but will steadily strive towards God, even though as a human being on earth it is subject to all temptations and has to progress like any other human being. But it so longs for God and turns away in disgust from God's adversary. Such a person will be fundamentally good and accordingly develop abilities which identify him as an instrument of God. He will be a recipient of strength on earth and hence is able to guide and instruct other people, since his mission of earthly life is to serve people on earth as a spiritual guide. The close connection to God, which his soul had already established before his life on earth, constantly provides him with strength. It moves him towards his task in life, which he fulfills joyfully and with devotion to God. Nevertheless, he will be badly beleaguered by the forces of darkness, which use every opportunity to weaken the light bearer's flesh, to bring him to fall, because in their delusion they are unaware of the light beings which protect the embodied being of light on earth. Nor are they aware of his inner strength and his profound love for God, which constantly ensures God's protection of the human being. They can only see him as a human being whom they can seduce and try to weaken in every possible way. But he is surrounded by beings of light, and since he is receptive to every emanation of strength from the spiritual world, he also has the amount of strength and grace at his disposal to resist such temptations. Humanity's spiritual poverty necessitates extraordinary help, therefore God sends his messengers to earth to influence them for the better, partly spiritually, partly living as human beings amongst others, and in particular to inform them, to educate them in accordance with God's will. But they find little pleasure in earthly life because they are constantly drawn back to their eternal home. Nevertheless, they first have to fulfill a mission for which they embodied themselves as a human being. Since their work for the kingdom of God is of utmost importance during the time of need, it necessitates exceptional strength and perseverance and complete acceptance of God's will. Moreover, the living conditions during the lost days are so difficult that people would easily fail without helpers and mentors by their side who, due to their closeness to God, receive their strength directly from him. Their work on earth can be very beneficial, and thus they will conscientiously complete their mission until they can return to the spiritual kingdom again, until they can closely unite with God once more, although they had never been separated from him, even though on earth they had not been aware of their close bond with God. Amen.